You got some names for some, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank God Jesus is near, amen. Do you grieve well? Is there a loss or a pain that God is inviting you to grieve? You've never let yourself grieve that loss. You've just been carrying it. God wants you to grieve it and give it back to God. Amen. Lord, I've had a loss there. I don't know if I'll ever get it back, but I've got you. How many know when we've got him, we got everything? Woo! I could lose everything, but I still got him. And to have him is everything. Oh, heaven, sins forgiven, eternal life. Gee, man, are we, I'd say lucky, but luck's for sinners. Amen. Are we blessed? Are we blessed? Blessed. Is there an area in your life God is inviting you to grow? And what is the next step he's asking you to take? And what is an area you can choose to receive his grace in? That's a good one. You don't have to raise your hand, but you might be thinking of an area. Lord, I need some grace in that area. I need some grace in that area. I've got a boss that is driving me crazy. And if I don't get some grace, I'm going to bring some mace. And squirt it right in their face. Isn't that good? Yeah. I ought to rap that, huh? We ought to do a little rap song on that. Either grace or mace in your face. We might as well go for it this morning. We're already out there. Amen. Hallelujah. We just kind of swing back and forth, you know? What's an area you can choose to receive his grace in? Say, Lord, in that area, I need to receive your grace because I really don't have any in that situation. That's just driving me crazy. Amen. It's really, really bothering me. It's really something I know is not from you. It's from this world. It's from the devil. People in the world that have the devil in them. How many know that you are a target because you have decided and chosen to follow Jesus? And that makes you a target right from the beginning. And anyone who doesn't have the Spirit of God in them and the mark of God on them has the mark of the devil. I know we don't like to think of that, but your father is either God or it's the devil. So their father is either God or it's the devil. So you got to realize when you're dealing with people, that person's father is not God. It's the devil. And he says the works that the devil, you will do the works of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. No wonder they're trying to murder you. No wonder they're trying to cut your throat. No wonder they're trying to kick you out. No wonder they're trying to take your place. We rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. We bind that devil in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over this situation. Devil, you get out of here. I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. You can't get rid of me. God gave it to me. God keeps it for me. If God has something better for me, so be it. But I'm doing my part to plead the blood of Jesus over this and to declare that Jesus is Lord. And I bind that devil that is operating through that person. Because, see, people open doors. Listen to me. The devil cannot get into your spirit. Your spirit, if you're born again, is joined one spirit to the Lord. Christian cannot be demon-possessed in their spirit. But they can be demon-influenced in their body and in their soul, their emotions. Some sicknesses are caused by demons. Not all sickness. Some would question that, but I believe that's a balanced view on that. Amen. Not everybody has a demon that is sick. I'm sorry if, you know, people are preaching that. I just don't believe that's right. But how many know if you open the door, if you don't be the gatekeeper, what if in your house you left the door open all night and all day? Well, a dog might come in, a cat, bird, a burglar. You got to be the gatekeeper. You got to close the door. Close the door. Don't open doors. Christians are opening doors, and the devil is coming in. He is looking, seeking whom he may devour. I cannot afford to open the door. My flesh wants to open the door. I hate this situation. Right now I hate you, whoever you are. But I cannot give in to my feelings, my emotions. Because when I do, the devil can take advantage of it. And then he oppresses me. Then I go into a depression. I go into something I don't want to really be into. Close the door. Don't open the door. If you open the door, tell the devil get out and tell him you close the door now on that. And you give that back to God, that emotion, that situation. In Jesus' name. We've got to guard the doors of our heart. Because the enemy, especially in this late hour, in this end time, is seeking every Christian he can find. Probably always has, but especially now. Because he wants to shake his fist at God. That's what he does. He doesn't hate you. He doesn't care about you. He's always shaking his fist at God because you're made in God's image. That's why he does what he does. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, praise you for these precious hearts. Sweethearts, really. I thank you for them. I thank you for bringing them through everything they have been through, maybe are going through, or will yet go through. I thank you for your word, your teaching, your wisdom. Thank you that we can build these guardrails, these boundaries, so we can keep our life out of the ditch. It's no fun hitting, going into the ditch. It's hard to get out of ditches. And God, if we're in a ditch, whatever that ditch may be, I thank you for giving us the power of the Holy Spirit to get out of that ditch. Come beside me, Holy Spirit. You're the one who hooks up your jumper cables to us. You're the one who gives us power to get us out, to help us. So, Father, for those that may have a ditch-like situation, we've all had some. Thank you for helping us to get out. For others, Lord, help us not to get in. Lord, thank you. Help us not to give in to temptation. Help us to get a hold of our emotions. Help us, Father, to get a hold of our hearts, to choose to be the gatekeeper today of our hearts and to keep our heart better than we have. We've let way too much stuff into our heart, and now we've got some heart trouble. We've got some heartaches. We've got some heart pain spiritually. And Lord, we need you to heal our hearts. Lord, heal our hearts right now. Begin a healing in that heart that has been so fractured and so wounded. In Jesus' name. Father, sometimes you know, and we know people hurt us, and sometimes they don't even realize saying things, doing things. And sometimes they know exactly what they're doing. But Lord, we know it's out of anger, it's out of pain. And Lord, we just choose to forgive them. We choose to ask you to help us. When I can't forgive, Father, I thank you that you forgive through me. When the offense is too great, The wound is too deep, the hurt and pain is too great. Come and help me forgive them. Help me to keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I've got some issues, Lord. I need some help. I thank you for healing my heart. Could you thank him right now for healing your heart? He said, I didn't realize, Pastor, that I've been walking around with a broken heart. Then you may have realized it, but you didn't know what to do about it. It's not what you can do about it. It's what God is doing about it and has done about it. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Lord, I thank you for really, really binding up some wounds today. So the bleeding stops, the hemorrhaging ceases. The anger stops. The bitterness goes. The resentment leaves. The unlovingness vanishes. Thank you for helping us, Lord. Thank you for helping us with the issues of life. Thank you for your word today. Confirm your word with signs following. You said you would, Mark 16. Help these sweethearts, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Give the Lord a praise if you want to. Look at someone next to you, would you? And tell them, you know, you're a sweetheart. Go on, look at him. You're a sweetheart. You really are a sweetheart. Hey, I'm a sweetheart. I got a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. I felt the Lord. I'm going to, at the end of the message, I was preparing. I just heard that from the Lord. I said, just tell them they're a sweetheart. They're a sweetheart. Whatever's come to sour their hearts, they're still a sweetheart. I see you as a sweetheart, God says, because you are. Amen. Amen. Well, I pastor a church of sweethearts, and it's great. Amen. I love you. Have a greatest week of your life. God bless you.